Yeah. Sometimes we gotta take time and write down everything out in our minds. The world is perpetually blind, spinning, spinning, spinning to the end of its time. How much money you got? How much money you made? Slave, slave trade. You hustle up bucks to go and give them back to the same place. For instance, you work at McDonald's for $4.83. Then go to Burger King on your way home from cashing your cheese. You work at Vons for $340 a week. Come payday, you go to Fruit for Less for your groceries. Same thing. Niggas stand in line at 4 a.m. for those brand new Jordans they hope to break in. Foot Locker discount was $20.08 and you can't wait to be graced in. I just try to stack bread, give some to the bums. But even standing on the corner asking for change is a hustle for income. In the USA Incorporated, establishmentarianism is all the rage. Corporate paper, cargo traders. Fuck, I'm losing you. Alright, so what about the barter system? Before the creation of government funding and the theory of monetary value, there was the barter system. A system of trading for the things you need. You got 40 black beans, I got a spool of silk. Trade up. Pretty vast interpretation of it, right? My whole entire point is that money, economy, it's a fabricated system designed to stimulate the generation of profit amongst an ecosystem. I know somebody's like, what? So let me give you an example. What if I were to say that credit was a number in which you have leeway to purchase things and pay later? And it comes with a score telling you how much leeway you have. And then debit is similar, but it's a monetary value similar to credit. It's a digital dollar in a sense. None of these are official definitions, by the way. Credit and debit are numbers in your bank account saying that that's how much you can spend. But is there anything there? A paper dollar in itself doesn't even mean anything, so who's to say this number isn't just a number? And that I'm not working toward building up money that I will never have because, well, it was never really there in the first place. You feel me? Of course you don't. Economics.